Who ran your defense this season?
Keith Butler, obviously, is our defensive coordinator, and Coach Tomlin, as a head coach, like any head coach, has the right to be involved on both sides of the ball, which he is. But, you know, Coach Tomlin came up as a defensive coach, and I think he and Coach Butler worked closely together on that. Truth of the matter is, even though it wasn't everything we would have hoped for, statistically, we're, you know, one of the better defenses in the league this year.
And welcome to a Friday edition of the PM Team. We've got a great show in store for you, at least we think we do. John Clayton at 4. Another insider on where Antonio Brown will end up. And this is important because we have an Antonio Brown draft at 5:40.
That's already all you and Craig are
thinking
about.
We're going to pick landing spots for AB, where he'll be week one of 2019. And we're going to make a large wager off the air on the results of this draft. So,
oh, we are?
Yes.
I just go by my gut, so I'll just get my
you know what? Screw you.
I'll get my wallet ready.
And then picks at 3:40, which is also known as the segment where Chris gloats about how smart he is.
I mean, that 3:40. That could be every segment, but that one in particular, there's numbers to actually track it. Let's be honest here. The drama's already out of the pick segment. The real, because I won for the year. The drama that is left is whether you, because you said after it was fait accompli that I would win, you said I want to just have the best record possible. You are in real danger of finishing under 500. And that would be a blow to the ego.
But
I know
I'm
going to
get
much.
The big games right, including the Super Bowl, which is the most bet on sporting event in the world.
We're betting on the Pro Bowl. We're going to pick the Pro Bowl too, by the way. We're absolutely picking the Pro Bowl to give you every opportunity, just so you know. Anyway, how about Art Rooney in general? I thought the guys did a great interview. I loved a lot of the questions Joe was asking and pressing him. But
let's start with this one on the defense where he said, the truth of the matter is we were a pretty good defense statistically.
I don't like that right off the bat, man.
Okay, I'm going to just give you the Steelers defense 2017 versus 2018. They went down in total defense. They got worse. They went from the 7th scoring defense, which is what matters most, how many points you give up. They went from 7th to 16th. They had fewer sacks this year. They went from 22 takeaways to 15. So they gave up more yards. They gave up more points. They had fewer sacks. And they had fewer takeaways. How is that a defense that's getting better?
It's not.
In what area? What statistics is he referencing?
In Art Rooney's head, it was pretty good.
Statistically, we were pretty good. Actually, you got worse in every number that counts. The points you surrendered, the yards you gave up, the sacks you accounted for, and how many times you took the ball away from the other team.
Yeah, this isn't even something either that
necessarily... Go ahead, finish it, Chris. Other than that...
Mrs. Lincoln, how was the play? This isn't even something, in the case of what Art Rooney's saying, Andrew, that you need to go way down the rabbit hole to debunk. You can go to Pro Football Reference and just look at the Steelers this year, and then click the little button that says previous season.
That's exactly what I did.
And see that everything is appreciably worse. You know what matters to me, though? And it's a lot. It sort of colors how I looked at Ben Roethlisberger's year. Possessing the ball, keeping good care of the ball on offense, and then finding ways to take it away from the other team when you're on defense is what matters so much more to me now. When I look at football, and it's because I know you can't predict turnovers game to game, Pony, something you and I have talked about before on this show, but you can look at things that maybe suggest which teams will be good at forcing them. How often do they hurry the quarterback is the big one, right? When do you put that guy under duress? If you're not forcing turnovers with the rules being so stilted in favor of offense, chances are you're not going to be a good scoring defense, and they saw that happen this year. Who cares about giving up not that many yards? If you're giving them short fields, if your special teams is run by Bazooka Joe, giving up short fields all the time, you're going to be giving up points. They were bad at scoring in the red zone and taking care of the football, and they were bad everywhere on the field at taking it away on defense.
That answer, when asked about the defense, explains to me why there weren't any major changes made to the defensive coaching staff. our stats were actually pretty good.
Why do you think he got rid of Joey Porter, given that if he was, and just humor me here, Joey Porter was the coach of the outside backers.
Yep.
T.J. Watt made the Pro Bowl in year number two and had a really good season. Bud Dupree's a lost cause, but I think anybody that got Bud Dupree to double digits in sacks would immediately be given like a gold-plated watch.
Yeah.
Is that Porter firing a nod to fans are unhappy and he's Mike's lieutenant?
The team needed to do something after missing the playoffs that was some form of human sacrifice or head on a pike outside the Steelers headquarters that signaled that somebody had taken the fall for the season that they had.
Okay, because,
and they scapegoated Joey Porter.
Because if you were going to use their three outside linebackers, Chickalo, Dupree, and Watt, I'm not saying it's great, but one of those guys is a definitive backup. They had 20 sacks combined.
When Porter got fired, we sat around and said, you know what? If this is the start of something, not bad.
Yeah, I wrote a column to that effect.
That this jackass got fired. All right. That we'll see what shoe drops next. And there wasn't another guy. And if you take the owner at his word, it's because he doesn't think the defense is that bad. And you know what? This is why that scares me. Or this is why that comment really scares me. Not only is it a vote of confidence in their defensive coaches, Mike Tomlin and Keith Butler, it also concerns me that they're not going to be aggressive in finding players to help that defense this offseason. And when I say that, I don't mean for the seventh consecutive year using a first-round pick on a defensive player. I mean doing aggressive things like if you get a first-round pick for Antonio Brown, trading way up to get a difference maker on defense, or better yet, taking the money you save from Le'Veon Bell, that $14.5 million credit from last year, and doing something. I know this is like titillating for the Steelers front office because they don't believe in it, actually going out and spending money in free agency and getting a stud on the defensive side of the ball. Have Earl Thomas walk through those doors next year, and you know what? I might actually like the Steelers something.
Well, they didn't
do that.
They didn't get Earl Thomas, or they might not. They won't get Earl Thomas, most likely. They didn't get Derwin James.
No, they'll bring in a guy like Cam Thomas.
Thank you. Very nice. You know what makes the whole free agency?
This blows. Go ahead. Sorry.
You all right?
Yes, I am. Hear this and be like, well, we're on the up and up.
What you just said, that wonderful two-word phrase, is actually, and you are as animated as I've seen you, actually is what I imagine most passionate fans feeling like when they hear Art Rooney's comments. Dude, what are you watching? What are you taking in? How are you synthesizing information and coming back and spitting this out of the old Art Rooney computer? That's not good enough. You know, they missed on Derwin James when they could have traded up. You and I ran the numbers on that. They could have traded that second round pick that they used on James Washington and gotten a real difference maker. What makes me wonder why it's so not common for them to go out in free agency and really try to land a big fish or a name is that the few times they have done it in recent memory, like the ones that stick out to me, and maybe I'm neglecting to mention all the really bad ones, the Cam Thomases of the world. James Ferrier is a warhorse in this franchise's history. Does he not feel like a Steeler more than anything else, even though he didn't start his career here?
Yeah.
Because he came in as a free agent and was an absolute just dog in a good way in the middle of that 3-4. You would think they would say, hey, we don't do this often, but when we do decide we're going to make splashy moves, we're pretty good at them. So why not go for Earl? Earl Thomas can still play. He wasn't even practicing up there in Seattle, and he was their best defensive player through a couple of weeks before he got hurt. Imagine what he would do if he actually was practicing. Here's the problem, too. One more thing. When you and I say Earl Thomas, there are some people in our listening audience conditioned to say the Steelers don't need him. No, he's not. He's not too old. It's not something the Steelers should shy away from because they never do it. In the Steelers front office, Kevin Colbert should look at him and say, that's a guy we should target. We should try to bring him in because we are weak in the secondary and we're weak at forcing turnovers, and he would help both.
We had stars on offense and we didn't win. You know when we won? When we had stars on defense. Today's the 10th anniversary of the AFC Championship game when they beat the Ravens. When Joe Flacco threw three interceptions, completed 40% of his passes, you know, they were knocking out Ravens players left and right.
You love that game.
It's a modern day
gladiatorial.
It's a modern day visualization of like what you think of when you think about great Steelers teams, and that is defense that just like stole your lunch money and then like ripped your pants off so you had to go to school in your underwear for good measure. Like, that's what they used to do to teams. And that's how they won. So go get somebody like that this offseason. Don't give me some bogus BS that our defense is on the up and up and actually statistically we were good this year. You got worse in every stat that mattered. And one of the big reasons why you collapsed and choked in the second half of the season is because your offense would give your defense leads and you couldn't preserve them.
The Steelers had 8 interceptions. I'm sorry, I was blanking out. 9 interceptions as I do my math here, Pony. No, 8 interceptions. 8. I can't count. You know how many Earl Thomas had in 4 games? 3. Already, 3. He was off to a great start. Just go out and do something. Don't be complacent, man. I actually am more, as much as I ripped into Ben Roethlisberger yesterday, I would be lying if I said I don't look at this defense and have way more in the way of obvious levels of concern about them.
When Art Rooney was asked about the defense today, he put a optimistic spin on it and said, statistically, we were one of the better defenses in the NFL this year. Is that how you feel about this Steelers defense?